T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, while we were doing the picks, we have some significant baseball news involving the New York Yankees.
They signed Machado.
It is not Manny Machado, but I think the signing shows you they're not going to sign Manny Machado, because they are going to sign, according to Jack Curry, who added first, DJ LeMahieu to a 2-year, $24 million deal.
Probably right.
And there's a couple of things about DJ LeMahieu. Now, number one, played in Colorado, and you just brought it up with Nolan Arenado.
Yep.
There's always a concern about the adjustment. And he, too, splits on the road, not very good. Splits at home, fantastic. But there are two things about DJ LeMahieu that I personally really like that have nothing to do with home road stuff. He's a gold glove defensive second baseman. And we'll get to what this means, because the Yankees have a second baseman right now, or at least you think they do with Gleyber Torres. Gold glove second baseman. But here's the second thing I love, because I'm consistent about this. DJ LeMahieu is really, really good at putting the freaking bat on the ball. For this day and age. Now, he struck out 82 times last year. You may say, especially for you growing up in the 60s and 70s, that evidence, you know, it's a decent amount.
Right.
But in 2018, 2019,
that's like nothing.
It's not that bad.
Right.
Year before that, in 155 games, he struck out 90 times. So he's better than most at putting bat on ball. Won a batting title 3 years ago. Again, you got to incorporate the Coors Field thing. So he's very good defensively. What they're going to do with him is interesting. Because right now, before they made this move, not including Manny Machado, you looked at them and said, Andujar is the third baseman, Tulo's apparently the shortstop, and Gleyber Torres is the second baseman. I think LeMahieu, in a similar way to the Mets with Jed Lowry, is giving them more versatility to maybe fill out first base without it necessarily just being Greg Bird or Luke Voit. Because now, whether it's Andujar learning the position or DJ LeMahieu being a factor at first base, I think they've given themselves a little bit of versatility on that infield, where on a given day, you may see a completely different infield alignment. Because Troy Tulowitzki's going to play. As much as I may not love it, or you may not love it, or whoever loves it, you heard Tulo last week when he met the media. It sounds like a guy who has promised he's going to get a chance to play every day. So he's going to be the shortstop as long as he's healthy. Now, that health may last 5 minutes. I don't know. But Tulowitzki's going to play shortstop. So I think the LeMahieu move is similar to Lowry in that it doesn't fill an obvious need, because you figured they had a second baseman, but a lot of it is about versatility and help at first base, where both teams have questions coming into the season.
Mm.
So what do you think?
Yeah, no, that kind of signing, like you said, they already got Tulowitzki. I mean, you know, DD is going to come back, I'm assuming, at some point. It doesn't sound like they're going to sign Machado.
It
doesn't sound like it.
Unless they are just simply trading Miguel Andujar, which I would not be for, then they're not signing Manny Machado. Because, look, they sign Manny Machado tomorrow, then you have to think they're trading Miguel Andujar.
Right,
now,
right.
Because before, it was like, not.
Right.
But then you would really think they're trading him.
Yeah.
Which I think is a mistake.
I don't know why they'd be in such a hurry to deal that kid, but I don't know. What do I know?
Especially here's what we know. The guy hit last year.
Yeah,
the kid
tremendous.
Hit last year.
Phenomenal.
And he showed a willingness.
Should have been a rookie of the year, really.
In my world, he was.
Me too.
I just tell myself he was.
Right.
He's already showed a willingness that he wants to work hard and get better at the position. And we've seen that with guys. If you put the work in, you'll get better. He may never be a gold glover. He may never be Brooks Robinson. No one's saying he will be, or Scott Rolen. But he's going to get better at that position. So to deal him now would make no sense. And I think the reality is, as much as maybe some of us thought they're the Yankees, they're going to swoop in, Machado wants to be here, it feels more like Beltran than anything. Remember Beltran wanted to be a New York Yankee?
Yep.
And a lot of Yankee fans wanted Carlos Beltran. They wanted him to be their center fielder.
Yep.
And they never budged. They never moved on it. And so Beltran wasn't their center fielder. He ended up obviously signing with the Mets. It does feel kind of similar, where as much as Machado wants to be here, the Yankees had him at a price. They're not even coming close to these other teams. And they're obviously making these other moves around the fact that they're not going to sign Manny Machado.
Yeah, seems that way. Seems that way.
But I think it's a quality move. It's 2 years, $24 million. So, again, very similar to the Jed Lowry thing. He's 4 years younger than Jed Lowry. Lowry has more experience playing those other positions, I think, because I think DJ's played a little bit of third base, but he's mostly been a second baseman. And, oh, yeah, that's another thing to keep in mind. Late-inning defensive replacement, if they view LeMahieu as solid at third, I've seen him much more at second than third. That could happen to Andujar until he improves, where LeMahieu late in the game could end up at third base.
You know, by the way, with the Yankees, didn't I see where they re-signed Greg Bird?
Was it just arbitration?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay.
But Greg Bird and Luke Voit are going to get an opportunity at first base. It doesn't look like arbitration, right. Yeah, it doesn't look like they're adding anybody, but I think LeMahieu, similar to Lowry, it does have a lot of similarities, right, these two moves, where it does protect them a little bit at first base. If both of those guys flame out, Bird gets hurt again, and Voit's just not that good, right? Very possible.
Sure.
I think you could see just LeMahieu end up playing a lot of first base.
Yeah, maybe.
Or Andujar playing a lot of first base.
Maybe.
If they see his future there.
They see Tulo there. You never know.
I doubt that.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. You're right. You never know. I figured that would make sense because I just have a
tough
time.
Makes a lot of sense.
I have a tough time believing that a guy who's had so many injuries is still going to be capable defensively at shortstop.
Yeah.
But apparently, I
haven't seen him. How old is he now?
34? Yeah. I just have a tough time believing he's still going to be primo defensive at shortstop. The guy's older, and he's always hurt.
Always hurt.
So when he had those workouts, my assumption was, boy, he makes sense as what you just said, a guy who can play first, play third.
Yep.
He wants to play shortstop. And it really sounds like the Yankees assured him of that, that he is going to get that shot to play shortstop.
Sounds it.
So another wrinkle in the pursuit of Manny Machado. Seems like it's not going to happen, but a real quality signing. DJ LeMahieu is a solid, solid player.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.